On the night of the end of days, at the end of the Kali Yuga, before the beginning of the new golden age, all of the prophets, divinities, gods, and goddesses sat down for a last supper at a colossal table in their celestial abode. Yeshua broke bread, he spoke and said, "We've all grown since our beginnings, now let's toast to the ending of sinning." Buddha said yes, but eventually sin will begin again. Everything is but a cycle, demons are recycled into a gleaming likeness. Yeshua said yes, but once they're demons again, then we'll need to fight them and heed the knight's hymns. I'll come back with a sharp sword instead of my seated writings. Muhammad agreed and said, "I fought wars to strike them and lead them off course." Then Krishna said, "But you brought forth the destruction of our temples. From Buddhists to Hindus, our jewels were dissembled. You thought we were demonic and sought to conquer us." Muhammad said, "Allah, I did this in your name. But Allah said you did this in vain. You should have listened to me saying to you in visions that your slayings were hideous." Rara said, "But Allah, you allowed this in writs, and you knew the jinns were clouding his visions. How could you condemn him when you penned this through his sentences? You yourself forgot the goddess Allah and what you taught him and brought. All of you patriarchals were plotting the subjugation of the goddess and women's faded progress. From Confucius to Yahweh and Luther, you confuse men with dubious truths with your views penned." Confucius said, "This is true, but consider the worldview within which we were brought up. Since then, we've all caught up." Shiva said, "Me and Buddha balance the yin and yang. Since my creation's big bang, I've been pacing and dancing with Kali and Parvati at my sides. Isis and Ptah both sliced at Yahweh and scolded him for the slaughter of firstborn sons and daughters. How could you call yourself God when you plotted against peoples? You were haughty and deceitful, you brought naught but evil. And Jesus, you praised his name and raised him to fame. Yahweh said, my aim was to claim supremacy. This is true, but only due to the fact that other gods were dubious and blasphemous." Lao Tzu said, "Who are you to say what blasphemy is? You order the slaughter of masses of kids and other tragedies unlisted. The only true force is the Tao that moves cosmic clouds." Baha'u'llah said with heartful glee, "I partially agree with this decree, but in our hearts we believe Allah Akbar, like Muhammad teaches. The creator is supreme, no one is above him. Enough talk of jinns and demons, we were all wrought from love's hymns. Men and women alike, this is what brought us above sin." Tara said, "Bless you, you brought equality to Islam's sex, but you forgot to praise the goddess in your message." Buddha said, "You called yourself an avatar of my essence, but you didn't follow all of my lessons. Most of you spoke of respect, compassion for all beings, but I'm the only one who chose to reflect on the actual ceasing of slaughtering animals to eat them. You channeled me in speeches and brought enchanting teachings more than any prophetic beings. But when is brought the next season, you should remedy this weakness." Kuan Yin said, "Through the centuries of Western teachings, all of you forfeited compassion for reason due to the Atlas's bleakness. They brought about wars in your names. All of this was caused in vain, like this conversation begot naught but pain. Tomorrow we have to cease this after the end of days." Then it was asked of Kalima to pass the ending statement. She said, "As we begin this next age, may we be bereft of hatred and bless this day. May we learn from our past mistakes and tread the path of nature. Never forget the goddess's name. May it be forever on the lips of all gods and deities."